Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. Barbara Scully and Declan Buckley join us once again. Good afternoon.
You do. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good afternoon.
For So You Think You're an Adult, here is your first question. My wife has lost her mind.
Yes. Hmm.
There's more to the question.
Yeah.
And put up the Christmas decorations in the first week in November. I came home from work and there were lights up. She had to take the tree down from the attic and the sitting room was covered in tinsel. I asked her what the hell she was doing. She said she saw her first tree in town, so thought, why not? I'm sure all the neighbours think that she's bonkers and that they're laughing at us. I don't want to ruin her buzz here, but I really feel like taking them down when she goes away this week. I know they say happy wife, happy life, but this is out of hand.
I love this.
This is the worst problem you have, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. First world problems, yeah. Yeah, his wife is definitely bonkers and, you know, in my book, this is way too early. Christmas doesn't start until December, including in shops. But anyway,
what date in December, Barbara?
The 1st of December, then we can start. I wish all the shops would hold fire until the 1st of December.
Is this an EU directive?
No, it's just my opinion, okay? That's only my opinion.
I
am a live and let live type of person, so I accept that that's never going to happen. But I would prefer, if I had a magic wand, that that would be the way that it would be. However, it's her house too. And if it makes her happy putting up the Christmas decorations in November, well then, you know, so be it. I don't really understand what his problem... Well, I do know. I know exactly what his problem is. His problem is he's afraid the neighbours... What the neighbours are going to say.
They'll be laughing at him.
And that he's letting the side in the neighbourhood down and that they're all going to be laughing at him. So he needs to have a think about it and a think about all of that.
Yeah.
Why he's so concerned about what other people think of him, because that is not a healthy way to live his life. And he will be a very unhappy man in another decade or two if his life is going to be dictated by other people's opinions on what he does or what he doesn't do.
Because we'd never let that happen to us.
Oh, God, not at all. I completely dance to my own tune.
Yes.
I'm like one of those silent discos. Only me can hear my own music and I dance happily along to it as everybody else laughs up their sleeves.
I'm more the kind of person that dances to my own silent disco, but I've got those earphones on where you can kind of slightly hear the things, so it's a little bit annoying.
The tinny kind of beat of it, yeah. But I mean, Christmas decorations are jolly and happy, and I mean, it's not like she's, you know, festooning the house in something that's hard to live with, like Christmas decorations, you know, for all
it's not the end of the world. After a while, I mean, you put them up and after a while you don't see them, and then when you take them down, then the house is weird,
bare and horribly unfestive.
I must say I enjoy taking them down. I so enjoy taking them down.
When do you take them down?
What? As soon as humanly possible.
Well, when is that? Like, is it the 6th of January? Do you wait until...
Oh, God, no.
No, yeah.
I'd have them down by New Year's Day if I can get away with it.
Oh, yeah, we take them down New Year's Day as well.
That's actually funny now because, you know, that thing about... There used to be a kind of almost like a law
until the
Feast of Epiphany, whatever it is.
August Nullignamon.
Maybe that's what that was about. It was kind of some weird, like, cultural...
It was kind of religious-y
fascism
kind of thing.
Where you're not allowed to put your Christmas tree up until this time and you're not allowed to take
it down until the kings arrived, and they didn't arrive until the 6th of January.
Right. All right, did they not?
That's what the 6th of January is, as well as being Nullignamon, which is obviously way more important.
Way more important, yeah.
That is the date the king supposedly arrived at the stable.
I'm sure Jesus wasn't born on that date anyway.
This is true.
He was born
in
October or something.
Do we all know that?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
25th of December, some sort of fertility rite.
It was today. All the Christian holidays were basically matching the old pagan.
Yeah.
Feast. So maybe this is what's going on, is this woman is actually pagan.
She's honouring her pagan.
She's just doing that. She's like, that,
like, you know, 2,000 years ago, people, this time of the year, people are like, you know, harvesting and riding each other. It was great.
Harvesting and riding each other.
Celebrating fertility in its many forms. Yeah.
Really bad.
Fertility is mainly associated with the springtime.
Yeah, but she eats the cold nights.
The rising,
you know?
Of course starts
the rising starts now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's anyway, we should have that. That should be the new adverts for Christmas. The rising starts now.
I can see John Lewis doing it now for Christmas. People crying, looking at the TV.
Thank you. It's what I always wanted. Get in here.
You've been harvested.
So this man should do what? Just give up.
He just needs to get a grip, though, because I think reality is like somebody wearing a hat. You wear a hat. If you like a hat, wear the hat. Yeah. Get over yourself. I don't like hats. I don't want to wear a hat. Fine.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Let her away with it. She's
fine. Except that he's living in the house as well. Although I kind of agree with you. I suppose it is his house as well as her house.
Mm.
But
no, I mean, everybody should just relax.
Like, you
about
can't
the whole
share
thing,
a
you know?
Hat. Do you know what I mean? Like, either if she was only wearing the hat and he wasn't wearing the hat, that would be fine. But they're both living in the house. They
all
share
I can see
house.
Now is a hat that you can share. I think I'm going to go on Dragon's
Den. A
Santa
den. Hat. Maybe you should get a Santa hat. But definitely don't think you should take the decorations down while she's away. I think that would be a really seriously bad mistake to make.
And like, Christmas is very soon and it will go by very quickly, and just relax, chill.
Well, be gone in the flash of an eye.
Well, no, somebody says, imagine being a five-year-old and you come home from school and mammy or daddy is putting up the tree. Oh, wow, it's nearly Christmas, you excitedly ask. Yup, they reply, it's only 8 weeks away. That's cruel. 8 weeks, isn't it, to a kid is an eternity.
Well, it also teaches them patience.
Yeah, I don't think there's any kids here. I think we would have heard about that if there were kids here.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think there's kids. And she will, you know, if you have kids then
next
it's
door,
a whole different.
On the road next door.
I've been working part-time in a restaurant. It's a job I only started a few weeks ago to make a bit of extra money for Christmas. And don't plan on being there long. One of the lads working in the kitchen is really aggressive and makes a lot of the waitresses feel uncomfortable. He gets away with murder because he's the owner's son and no one really wants to come up against him. The other day, he was in a particularly nasty mood and I'm pretty sure he spit in a customer's plate of food who sent it back. I just pretended I dropped it after I took it off the hot plate and got another chef to make up another one while he wasn't looking. I really don't want to get involved in the politics of the place, which seems really dysfunctional, but he can't get away with that kind of stuff. Should I say something or just leave it and leave in a couple of weeks as planned?
Yeah, okay, obviously this is a not a nice space to be working in, and this person has the luxury of being about to leave. Which means that their choices are different to the people that have to stay working there, because a lot of people are, you know, people are stuck in a place with dysfunctional work politics. But the fact that she's going to leave or he's going to leave means, I think, that the luxury of just chilling out for a couple of weeks and letting it pass. That said, excuse me, you know, I really believe that in these situations, rather than focusing on trying to fix the thing, what you often should focus on is on being true to some kind of your own values, you know, your own, the way you are in
your
the world.
Your moral compass.
Yeah, so that, you know, that you don't act like you're tacitly approving of somebody spitting in somebody's spaghetti bolognese, you know, that you actually look disapproving rather than necessarily going, don't do that, that's terrible. Being actually the kind of person to kind of go, but you know, with your face to go, what the hell is this kind of thing, is a really good way of pushing back against those people, because a lot of the time these people just want the confrontation. They're looking for the fight. They're looking for a little bit of drama.
So you've been giving them an evil, just long being a bit, just, stare.
But not even that dramatic, but just being a little bit like, you know, I'm not in, you know, I've seen it happen a lot with people who feel the power dynamic is imbalanced. Women do it really well to men in the sense that they don't want to confront any man who's been a bit bulgy, but they can actually give them that kind of, that's not a very nice thing to do kind of look. And it disempowers people.
I so want to know where this restaurant is. I really want to know, where is the restaurant that this chef works who thinks it's okay to spit in people's food when they annoy
him? Have you ever,
tell me.
Have you ever read George Orwell's Down and Out in Paris in London?
No.
There's a whole section in that when he worked in the kitchen in restaurants in Paris. Some of the stuff they
you
do.
Don't want to know.
And it wasn't even done out of spite. It was done to make the food look better.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, that'll give me nightmares.
And
but
it's
I
true,
think,
though. I mean, I worked in the back of a kitchen and just the things that the chefs do to, like, just even just to tidy up the plate, because they slap on a plate and then, whatever. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, that's going to come between me and my night's sleep. However, I think in this case, other than me wanting to seriously still know where the restaurant is so I can avoid it like the plague, is that I think what you said is right. This guy does have the luxury of, he only wants a job until Christmas to make some money for Christmas. The way things are at the moment, there will be loads of restaurants looking for staff for Christmas. I think he should go and look to work somewhere else, because this is going to get under his nose. Now that he's noticed it, he's going to find it really hard to ignore it, or, you know, maybe even make the chilling face at your man for the next couple of weeks. I would look to get another job. And as soon as you have another job, I'd call your man out on it. I think he needs to be called out on it. He's a bully. And I think as long as he doesn't shoot himself in the foot by leaving himself open to be fired, if he already has another job, I would go in and call him out on it.
See, but you're saying kind of the same thing as me, which is that you're in order to be able to do those things, you need to have equalized the power by actually having another job or not feeling the consequences. But a lot of people don't have the option of avoiding the consequence. They have to deal with the consequence, and that's what politics
is. But he'll be doing a great favour for the people who are stuck working there. If he calls it out and possibly puts a stop to this fella's gallop, he'll be doing something really good for the other staff who work there, particularly the young women who are having a rough time with
it. It kind of reminds me of the way, like, say, that you know, with Donald Trump. I know that's a really weird kind of analogy to make, but Donald Trump's behaviour is very annoying to a lot of people. But what he does is he stirs up people by people reacting, and by people reacting, it becomes a story, and then and there, we're not talking about the other stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas if there was a way in which Donald Trump could be, his kind of attitude could be neutralized, and that you could just avoid the drama that's being thrown out on the plate in front of you, and go around behind and actually just talk about the issues, we'd be having a lot more of a realistic conversation. You can shut down people's nonsense, and then we could put the Christmas tree up.
Sometimes he's very clever.
He's very clever. Yeah. It's like being a toddler.
Yeah. It
good
is.
Attention, bad attention. Yeah. It's all attention. I have my school reunion coming up in a few weeks, but I feel like I haven't done much with my life compared to the rest of them. It's been 20 years since I saw anyone in my class. I had a look on their Facebooks after I got the invite, and so a load of them have really great careers. Some of them are doctors and barristers. I don't even go to college, or I didn't even go to college. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining about my life, and I'm really happy with my family. I was always very smart at school and would get the highest marks in the class. After I left, I got a bit lost along the way. I didn't want to go study right away and did a bit of travelling and casual work. Then I met my husband and we had children. Looking back now and taking stock now, I wish I did a bit more and pursued a career. But I can't do anything about that now. My husband says if I'm that embarrassed, I should just lie. But I don't think that's a good idea. I just don't know whether or not I should go and just bend the truth a little. What do you think?
There's an awful lot to unpack here.
Lie.
No, don't lie. First of all, Facebook, as well as Instagram, is a pain in the ass. And looking at what people are putting up on Facebook is usually very... It's not a reflection of their lives, because people only put up the happy stuff. So that's the first thing. So forget what you're seeing on Facebook. That is not how people's lives are. But the number two, and the thing that really kind of saddens me about this letter, is that this woman is writing herself off. I'm assuming by the fact that it's her 20-year reunion that she's in her 30s, late 30s, coming up maybe to 40 years of age. She said she didn't go to college. So what? Some of the thickest people I know have degrees and masters. That doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I would say is that she has done the important stuff. The stuff that everybody says at the end of the day will be the things that you will be most proud of and the things that will have had made you the most happy. In that she's travelled. She said when she left school, she got a bit lost. She travelled for a while. Then she met her husband and she got married and had kids. And she's very happy, and she said she has a lovely family. That right there is all the success that she needs. And the good news is that she's still young enough to do all the other stuff should she want to, including perhaps even going to college, but certainly climbing the career ladder if that's what you want to do, becoming an entrepreneur, setting up your own business. If you've got you've stolen a march, I would say, on a lot of your school friends who perhaps did it, you know, what's now seen as the normal way around, and are only maybe getting started on the kids thing now. Whereas you've all that done, you can do all the other stuff. So what I really want to say to her is own all your success. You have done a great job. Raising kids is the most, I know this sounds very tweet, but it is the most important thing that you can do. And you're the only one who's going to feel uncomfortable about that. But own it and be happy and be proud of it and don't pretend to be anything.
But if she's in a room full of people, at least some of whom are going to go, oh, that was it.
Oh,
yeah,
they will.
Great.
And she,
yeah.
If she's,
you know, I have to go and sit in my Ferrari for a few
But if she's
minutes,
been at
you know.
Home with her kids, as I was that soldier, she will be used to that, because every time you go anywhere and people say to you, what do? And you go, I'm at home bringing up my kids. They look at you and kind of go, really? You get no kudos for that. But that doesn't mean that what you're doing is not valid. And I wish more women would own that and say, this is important. This is what I chose to do. Mm. I chose to do it this way around. You know, at the 40th reunion, you'll maybe up the career ladder. Your kids will be reared and they'll still be trying to...
I think at the end of the day, though, it's kind of important to remember that everybody who's in that room is kind of arriving there with something to say and try to validate themselves. And they come in, you know, I invented post-it notes and, you know, I've had a fantastic backstory and, you know... everybody's doing that. So if you walk in there going, everybody's here just trying to make themselves sound amazing, then you realise that the whole thing has a sort of element of fraud about it.
Yeah.
And you just go, this is ridiculous. So the important thing in this letter to me was the way she described how happy she actually is.
Yeah.
And only when this invitation popped up, this person started to go, oh, compared to somebody else's version of reality, I'm maybe not doing that well.
Yes.
That's irrelevant. Screw them. Don't care, you know. And that's, you know.
If it's irrelevant, should she go?
Yes.
See, that's kind of what, you know, I really think that she should go in there and just take
yes,
the
she should go.
I mean, if she has really good friends there that she wants to hang out with for the night, fantastic. But if it isn't the case, and if it's just a lot of, you know,
well,
you show me yours,
I'll
show you mine kind of thing.
She needs to weigh that up. But I think that most women would have quite a degree of curiosity
That's
in
exactly
order to go to their reunion. And I remember we had our 25th reunion, and I remember going along to it with all those things. I was at home with my kids at the time. I wasn't, you know, and I was thinking, oh God, you know, whatever. And one thing I learned from going along to that is that the girls that I hung out with when I was 14, 15 and 16 were still the women I wanted to hang out with when I was whatever age I was back then. And it was great. And it put me back in contact with the same group of girls that I hung out with in school. And we all still meet up a couple of times a year. And they are the most precious friendships among friendships that I have. So I would say to her, you know, and you don't, people don't really change. So unless she had a really unhappy time at school where she didn't have any friends, that would be the only thing that I would, it would put me off. If you had friends in school who are likely to be there, it could be the most amazing evening. You won't, if you weren't interested in people back in the day, you won't be interested in them now.
Absolutely.
So it'll be,
and you know, the thing is that you do have, I mean, I imagine myself going back to a class reunion and saying, you know, the conversation, so what are you doing? And I go, oh yeah, no, I dress up in women's clothes.
But they all know who you are.
So, you know,
but yeah, but you'd be famous.
I get a chance to tell you what I do. I also call bingo and, you know, whatever. And they're like, okay, great story. I mean, it's a dull story, really, because people love talking about themselves.
It's not, you'd be sprinkling fairy dust and magic all over your face.
Okay, we've run out of time there.
Please let me talk about myself.
Barbara Scully and Dullard Declan Buckley, thank you both very much. We'll take a break, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card. Get Ireland's first personalised pricing rates made for you.